finally, we just decided that we've just got to do this right or not do it at all.
A decade after planning began, Skagway's skate park is finally being built. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more, up next. After more than a decade of planning, construction begins this month on Skagway's new skate park. Katherine Nelson is director of the Skagway Recreation Center. She's been involved in the project for 8 years now, which plans for an all-steel, fastener-free skate surface system specifically for skateboarding and BMX biking.
The actual skate park that is going to be built sometime in April is 80 by 60 or 4,800 square feet, and the location is at the south end of the property that the rec center sits on. So it's basically at the corner of State and the alley on 12th Avenue.
The new park will replace an out-of-use park that was built by community volunteers and donations beginning in 2000.
We had a skate park before the actual go-ahead to build this new park, but those ramps were just no longer safe, and so we decided to destroy those ramps and do it the right way to ask the municipality for the money that we needed to make sure that we have equipment that is safe and not going to injure people.
The builder awarded the contract is American Ramp Company, a skater-owned and operated outfit out of Joplin, Missouri. They've built thousands of skate parks all over the world in Saudi Arabia, Ireland, Iceland, Puerto Rico, Turkey, Israel, and several in Alaska.
I don't believe that they did Haines, but they have done many in Alaska. Girdwood, I believe, and they've done at least 10 parks in Alaska.
Skateboarding is prohibited in some parts of Skagway, such as Broadway, but residents say violations have not really been a problem. However, resident interest is credited for getting the project going.
Well, the idea came from the community, people that wanted a skate park.
The Skagway Rec Center serves the community with diverse programming, including senior fitness, summer camp for kids, rock climbing and football, yoga and Pilates. They also have toddler time, movies, and health fairs.
It's one of the many projects that we have on our long, long list. And yes, it absolutely does reach another population that can greatly benefit from its use.
The Skagway Borough is covering the costs of the $150,000 project, and contractors are aiming to have the park complete by this July.
There will be no charge. It's just going to be a public park. It's unsupervised, and participation is at your own risk. Basically, we'll be open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. And just, you know, the usual rules, noise must be kept at a respectable level, food or beverages not allowed in the skating surfaces, you know, no drugs, smoking, profanity, et cetera. Just the, you know, usual rules that you would see in this type of a facility.
The Haines Energy Fair returns this year on April 24th at the Haines School. After a successful introductory year in 2009, Stephanie Scott, coordinator for the Energy and Sustainability Commission, says organizers are able to offer even more this year.
We've expanded our reach, and it's called the Sustainability Fair this year, and we are doing it in partnership with Haines Friends of Recycling, and it turns out that we have very enthusiastic partners with the Haynesboro Public Library and the Sheldon Museum.
The first fair brought experts from around Alaska, but mostly from the Chilkat Valley, together to talk about lifestyles of the energy efficient. It offered hands-on examples of weatherization tests and brought information about products and techniques that conserve energy and save money. This year, we'll continue some of those discussions and have new subjects and presenters.
We are continuing to explore woody biomass as a source of fuel. And this year, we're having Devaney Plintovich from AEA come down. And she's the new engineer that specializes in biomass fuel systems. And she will be presenting. She'll be basically one of our VIPs, along with Representative Bill Thomas. At noon, Representative Bill Thomas and Robert Venable from the Southeast Conference are going to present a session titled Regional Sustainability Planning and Policy for the State's Energy Future. But I'll bet you it's going to be a great Q&A.
The Commission's extension into sustainability at this year's fair opens up new possibilities, like the Eating Local presentation.
As you can see, we're still having lots of information on energy and energy efficiency and energy conservation. There'll be a lot of materials to pick up, take away with you. But since we've expanded the concept to include the broader concept of sustainability, we're having other presenters. One local presenter is Irene Hoffling, who is going to do a session on how and why to eat and produce locally grown food in Haines, Alaska. And I know that's of interest to many people. Darren Snyder with the University of Alaska Cooperative Extension Service is coming, and he's going to present a session on how to build a hoop house season extender for $750. This was a popular session. He presented this down in Juneau, and he's coming back to give it to us in Haines, too.
The showcase of energy experts who actually live in the Chilkat Valley is one of the fair's highlights.
The point of having local people is it's about sustainability, and sustainability has to be pursued from a local perspective if it's going to be successful at all. So the only thing that's going to make Haines sustainable are the people who live here. And so we need to make sure that we're not overlooking the experts in our midst.
Last year, for example, residents shared photos of hydro or wind projects that they've installed at their homes.
We're having some other local presenters, people who have become expert in various fields. Ned Rozbicki, who's been studying ground source heat pumps, will be doing a presentation. He's presented to the commission. He's very well informed. And one other person didn't present last year but is local and is regarded as somewhat of an expert on this subject, and that's Mike Denker. And he'll be doing a peak oil update. He'll be updating us on, you know, what people are saying about the supply of fossil fuels, not only in Alaska but in the world. And so that should be a very interesting session.
New this year, Sockeye Cycle and Haines will offer free bike rentals from 10 to 1 on the day of the fair for people who want to ride exhaust-free. The school will give tours of their cold climate compost project, and locally grown starts will be available to gardeners by the farmers market.
Sockeye Cycle will also hopefully have some information to display on the new electric bike that they will be marketing this year and have available for sale in Haines. And maybe you can get a preview. A lot of local people who have electric bikes will be bringing them over to the fair, too.
But backed by popular demand is information on weatherization programs.
The weatherization people will be here from the Alaska Community Development Corporation, and weatherization is still a program that's funded in Alaska, and people should take advantage of it. The home energy rebate program, the funding for that has not been reestablished at this time, but we may know more by the time of the sustainability fair. And the people that are going to bring you that up-to-date information are John White. He's an Alaska energy auditor, and his partner, Sid Moffitt. And they will be talking about the future of the home energy rebate program and weatherization programs in Haines.
The commission is still working to organize the event, which isn't until the weekend after Earth Day later this month. In the meantime, Scott wants to hear from other potential vendors and presenters.
I am interested in local vendors who sell energy conservation, energy efficiency products. Anything that has to do with energy conservation, energy efficiency, or renewable energy that is sold at the fair can be sold without sales tax. But it has to be bought and sold at the fair, so that people can get an idea of how much is locally available right here in Haines, and how savvy our suppliers have been keeping their stock up to date with this push toward energy conservation and efficiency. And I think that people need to know that if they have a sustainability story that they'd like to share with the community, that they can call me and I'll help them write it up, or they can call the Sheldon Museum and they'll help them put it together. But again, I want people to be able to hear the local stories.
The 2010 Energy and Sustainability Fair is Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Haines School.
So really, this is about local resources and showcasing those local resources and helping people understand that we've got a pretty good island right here, and we can take care of ourselves pretty well if we turn our heads in that direction.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. It's your news. If you have an idea for a story, send us an email. We're at news@khns.org.